Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. During this commercial-free hour, we will share some important information that's being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding at this time. With new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times without feeling so overwhelmed by what we see happening in the outer world. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we'll have a greater level of understanding that the light is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness that we have ever experienced. For our new listeners, I would like to explain a little bit again about who the beings of light from the realms of illumined truth are and why they are helping us in such monumental ways at this time. These beings include the entire company of heaven. They consist of the spiritual beings that we're all very familiar with that are associated with the various world religions. And they also include what we know as the solar logos. These are the representatives of our Father, Mother, God from suns beyond suns. They also include the cosmic and galactic beings from galaxies beyond galaxies, as well as myriad ascended masters and the legions of angels. All of these wondrous aspects of divinity are children of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. They are our sisters and brothers who have evolved to higher levels of evolution over eons of time. They are sons and daughters of God, just like we are. But due to their eons of experience, they are the equivalent of college professors compared to us who are more like kindergarten students. In response to humanity's heartfelt pleas, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have now come through the veil to meet us halfway. These messengers of God are now projecting their light and their divine guidance through every conceivable open door. This is happening at an accelerated pace through open heart and mind telepathic communication. The intent of this divine intervention is to encourage, guide, and support humanity in the face of the adversity that is surfacing all over the world. It is being pushed up by this influx of light to be healed and transmuted back into light. These light beings are communicating with anyone who is willing to reach up in consciousness on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Telepathic communication is a very natural process that is available to all of us. In open heart and mind telepathic communication, we can have conversations with the beings of light just like we have conversations with each other in the physical plane of Earth. The difference is that instead of spoken words, the thoughts and feelings are projected directly into the divinity within our hearts, and we experience this conversation as an inner knowing. Our perception is unimpeded then by the confusion of the outer mind. With telepathic communication, there is less room for misinterpretation, which is often the case when we're talking about spoken words or verbal expressions. Due to the plethora of information that is pouring forth now from on high through the myriad sources all over the world, it is important for us to use discernment when contemplating the messages from the realms of truth. Regardless of how much we trust someone or how clear or sincere we believe a person is, the information they are receiving is still being filtered through his or her consciousness. So for this reason, we should always first just absorb the information as food for thought. Think about it. Then take the information into our heart flame and ask the divinity within us, our I Am presence, to reveal the truth of the message and ask if it is in alignment with our individual purpose and reason for being, our divine plans, and our highest good. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I am sharing with you on this weekly radio program, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because I've told you it is true. Listen to this inner guidance of your I Am presence, and it will be revealed to you if the information that I'm sharing is truth for you or applicable to your purpose and reason for being at this time, and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan and accomplishing your mission in life. The ultimate goal at this time for all of us is to reach up in consciousness and to tap into the realms of illumined truth for ourselves so that we won't have to depend on anyone else's interpretation of the information that is being given to humanity from on high during this critical moment in the evolution of this planet. So now, as we begin our special time together today, I'd like to guide you through a visualization that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven, specifically to help us connect with our I Am presence so that we can be that open door that no one can shut, so that we individually can have that open heart and mind telepathic communication with not only our I Am presence, but with all of the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The purpose of this activity is to help each of us begin the process of lifting up in consciousness into the embrace of our I Am presence, which is our true God self. Now, this visualization has been given to us, and I've recorded it on my CDs called Physical Transformation. If you're interested in this additional information, this is a set of two CDs called Physical Transformation. If you're interested in more information about that, you can go to our website in the product section. And my website is eraofpeace.org. I'm going to state this visualization in the first person so that we will each experience it and this gift from our Father, Mother, God personally and tangibly. But remember, we are all one, and we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. The universal law is, as we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. So as we invoke this light and this process of ascending into our I Am presence, we are simultaneously going to invoke this light on behalf of every man, woman, and child through their I Am presence and the highest good for all concerned. So now, please join with me. And as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the I Am presence of every person on earth to anchor this visualization securely within the divinity of each person's heart flame, in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. This visualization is designed to assist us with our ascension into the embrace of our I Am presence. I am now ready for my ascension into my I Am presence. I sit comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for this moment, I just go within and focus my attention on the divinity within my heart, my immortal, victorious, threefold flame. My immortal, victorious, threefold flame, which pulsates in every person's heart, consists of a blue flame, which represents the power of my Father God, a pink flame, which represents the love of my Mother God, which is also known as the Holy Spirit, and a yellow-gold flame, which represents the wisdom of the sons and daughters of God, the Christ. My immortal victorious threefold flame is the physical manifestation of the Holy Trinity. This threefold flame in my heart has a dual pulsation. The first pulsation is the in-breath, assimilation, and absorption of God's light. And the second pulsation is the out-breath, the expansion and radiation of God's light. On the in-breath, my threefold flame extends up in vibration, piercing into the very heart and mind of God, the source of never-ending perfection. On the out-breath, my threefold flame radiates the blessings from the heart and mind of God into the physical plane, eventually projecting these gifts throughout the planet and out into the universe. On every in-breath, my heart flame ascends into new heights of divinity. And on every out-breath, my heart flame becomes a stronger pulsation of God's blessings into the world of form. Because of this dual activity, my heart flame is both the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light within me, as well as the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. My threefold flame is both the inward portal to my I Am Presence and the open door for the gifts of my I Am Presence radiating outward to bless my life. Through the holy breath within my heart flame, my inner journey to God and my outer service to life are brought into perfect balance. It is within this flame that I become my I Am Presence, the master within, the keeper of the flame. It is within this balance that I am my I Am Presence. Through this divine balance, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I am the perfect balance of my Father, Mother, God, and my I Am Presence has now taken full dominion of my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. With this inner knowing, I realize that I have the awesome responsibility of being the full manifestation of my I Am Presence while I am still embodied on earth. This literally means integrating this infinite perfection of my solar I Am Presence with my I Am solar light bodies, integrating this perfection into my four earthly bodies, my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional earthly bodies. This integration is occurring within me now at an atomic cellular level. I am transforming my cells from carbon-based planetary cells into the crystalline-based solar light cells of my I Am Presence in my solar light body. Every electron, every atom, every subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules of these bodies, are now being filled with multifaceted, multidimensional, fifth-dimensional solar light. This integration is allowing my I Am Presence to take full command of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions begin to reflect the divine love, harmony, and balance of God. This transformation is changing my physical reality into the infinite physical perfection of heaven on earth. This is a unique gift, a sacred opportunity that is being presented through the divinity within me and within every man, woman, and child on earth, to all life on this planet, right here and right now. Just for a moment, I contemplate this truth. And as this sacred knowledge resonates in the depths of my heart, I experience my immortal victorious threefold flame expanding and expanding. The divine balance of my Father God's power, my Mother God's love, and the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom that pulsate through this threefold flame is now enveloping my four earthly bodies. My I Am presence now lovingly commands my human ego to release my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies so that my I Am presence can integrate through the cellular, atomic, and subatomic particles and waves that comprise these earthly bodies. Ego, I am my I Am presence. I love you, and I am grateful for the opportunity that you have provided for growth and learning in this physical plane. But now I am in command, and I command you into the light. Human ego, with the divine power and love that I am, I command you now to release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Human ego, release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Human ego, release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Human ego, release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Human ego, I now love you free, and I command you to ascend into the higher schools of learning and be transformed into God's perfection. My I Am presence now steps into the full authority of my four earthly bodies, and my vehicles are raised into the perfection of my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. I ascend in consciousness into the kingdom of heaven, the vibratory realm of infinite physical perfection, the realm of my solar I Am presence. I stand forth now as a complete God being within the glorious, multicolored, multidimensional radiance of my fifth dimensional solar I Am presence. My heart, mind, and voice are centered within the 12-fold solar flame that pulsates within the heart of my solar I Am presence. My feet are planted firmly on earth, but simultaneously I am resplendent light, now realizing the fullness of that light on every level of my being. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Therefore, I know that within my solar I am presence, I am now all of humanity, standing forth and realizing we are children of God, beloved and empowered God beings on every realm of consciousness that is associated with this planet. Within my solar I am presence, I am the cosmic flame of harmony, liberating divine solar light into every physical and chemical interaction within my earthly bodies, healing and restoring all of the energy bonds between atoms and within atoms into the fifth dimensional solar vibratory frequency of crystalline infinite perfection. I know with all of the faith of my precious I Am presence that contained within this flowing electronic pattern of light is everything necessary to heal my physical body and the entire physical plane of Earth. It contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, the spin, and the electronic charge of every cell, atom, electron, and subatomic particle of life on Earth. I feel all of the energy bonds within the atom and within the atomic realm now accelerating in vibration toward the frequency of infinite physical perfection. Every cell of life is now blazing with the full perfection of fifth-dimensional solar light, the tangible reality of the new Earth and our new planetary cause of divine love. Within my solar I Am presence, I am this divine light of God, liberated now in every interaction within humanity and all of the energy bonds therein, which include the relationships of all people, all organizations, all races, all religions, and all nations, liberating these interactions into the harmony of a higher order of being, expanding the spheres of humanity's solar I Am presence on the physical plane of Earth, reclaiming this planet to her divine infinite perfection. Within the peace of the great solar quiet, I know this higher reality within my mind, and I am receiving clearly the divine promptings, the ideas, and the concepts of my solar I Am presence. I feel this higher reality within my feeling world, itself within the great causal body of God. I am a calm ocean of these divine qualities, blazing forth now on the outbreath of my threefold flame to bless all life through the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit. I am now a living, light-filled temple of invincible perfection. I am vibrant health, infinite abundance, eternal youth, divine love, vitality, joy, and every other divine attribute of God. I am my solar light bodies of I Am consciousness, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. And so it is. I now gently return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my body as I allow these divine energies to be assimilated at a cellular level into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies in the physical plane of Earth. I breathe in deeply and gently as I absorb the bliss of this moment on Earth. I am my I Am presence, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. And I am grateful. I am grateful. I am eternally grateful. Beloved Father, Mother, God, all that is, I am. Precious hearts, during this auspicious time, the beings of light are consistently imploring us to stay focused on the light, even in the face of seeming adversity. It is vital that we use our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to empower what we want to manifest in our lives and in the world, not the things that we don't want. If we focus the power of our attention on our fears and the negativity that is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light, we're going to be empowering and sustaining the very things that we're trying to eliminate and transform on this planet. Know that with every thought, word, feeling, and action, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on what our frame of mind is and what our emotional state is. We must be cognizant of this truth and monitor the focus of our attention moment by moment. In order to inspire us to keep on keeping on, I'd like to share with you once again how the phenomenon of reaching a critical mass affects our ability to change our lives. Because I know that sometimes with so many things surfacing so quickly, it seems as though we're not making any progress. And sometimes it feels like we've completed something and then all of a sudden, here it is again, and we feel like we're back at square one. But what is happening is that we are transforming the negativity that is being pushed to the surface layer by layer, like peeling an onion. And our God Self, our I Am Presence, is surfacing the maximum that we can endure and that we can handle at any given moment. And as soon as that is complete, the next level is pushed to the surface. But sometimes it feels like the same old thing. But I promise you, it is not. With the first layer that you transmuted, you have transmuted often lifetimes worth of misqualified thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. And this second wave that is coming up with the next layer of the onion is just another set of lifetimes of misqualified energy that must also be transmuted back into light. So let me share with you what critical mass means, because when we understand that, it gives us much more motivation to keep on keeping on. There is a factor involving the laws of physics that often causes humanity to feel frustrated and powerless when it comes to changing our lives. And that factor is the phenomenon known as reaching critical mass, or in pop culture lingo, it's often referred to as the tipping point. As we lift up in consciousness, we begin to understand the power of our thoughts and feelings in new and profound ways. And we begin to realize the importance of monitoring at the focus of our attention and of controlling what we're empowering with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings and our behavior patterns. As a result of this new insight, we usually put forth a lot of effort to think positively. And we often strive to hold our thoughts and feelings on what we want to manifest in our lives instead of on our fears and the things that we do not want any longer in our lives. We try to hold the vision of heaven on earth. And we breathe life into our thought forms and our visions with positive affirmations meditations, decrees, buoyant joy, and heartfelt enthusiasm. But often after what seems like a valiant effort, we continue to experience many of the same old problems. This unfortunate situation causes us to become discouraged and we lose faith in our ability to change our lives. We begin to believe that it doesn't matter what we think and that our efforts are not effective. At that point, we feel like our efforts are futile, and that's when we usually decide to give up and we stop trying to make our lives better. But unfortunately, when we let go of our visions and our hope, we regress into negative thinking patterns again, and we start dwelling on our fears, our problems, and our challenges, empowering them instead of our goals, our hopes, and our dreams. As a result of this tragic relapse, things get worse in our lives, and our situations appear even more hopeless than before. But once we understand the phenomenon of reaching a critical mass, it will give us the courage to persevere until our goals are accomplished. And we will have the courage to stay focused on the light, even in the face of what appears to be failure, which is always an illusion. Everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. And the light of God is always victorious. It never fails. When we explore a minuscule fraction of the vast science of quantum physics or quantum mechanics, we learn that when something reaches critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. For instance, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, the entire electron ascends into the new frequency. The instant the electron reaches critical mass, nothing can prevent this unstoppable shift. Now, reaching a critical mass sometimes seems complex, and it's unique with every situation. But the Company of Heaven has said that for simplicity, we can think of reaching critical mass as 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we're talking about. So, for instance, when 51% of an electron is vibrating at the higher frequency, the remaining 49% is instantly absorbed into the new vibration, and the entire electron is vibrating at the higher frequency. Okay, so how does this facet of quantum physics affect our ability to take charge of our own lives and to change our life circumstances? Well, as we strive to improve our lives, the same laws of quantum physics apply. These are universal laws to which we are all subject. When empowering a vision or a thought form, the moment a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness is reached in alignment with our vision, nothing can stop it from manifesting. The problem is that we never know just when we're going to reach that magical moment of critical mass. There are often no outer world signs to indicate that we're on the brink of reaching that critical mass. In fact, many times, it looks like we're very far away from that instant of transformation. The reason for this is that our I Am presence is giving us the opportunity to transmute the blocks and resistance that have surfaced to be cleared out of the way. And when this happens, we usually feel a little overwhelmed, and we erroneously conclude that our efforts must be failing, and we just give up. Sometimes the closer we get to reaching that critical mass, the more intense things become, and the more difficult it seems in the outer world that we're reaching that moment of transformation. The beings of light have said that many times we've been a breath away from reaching critical mass of our goal, but since we didn't realize that, we became discouraged. So we stopped working toward our life-transforming changes. Consequently, those hopes and dreams were never fulfilled. Let's not allow that to happen this time. This is a year of new beginnings, and we have never had the magnitude of assistance from on high that we're receiving at this time. It's truly unprecedented. So in very practical terms, critical mass means that when we are striving to create prosperity in our lives, for instance, the moment that our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are vibrating with a critical mass of prosperity consciousness instead of poverty consciousness, our life circumstances will shift and we will begin to experience prosperity in our lives. Nothing can prevent that from happening. The moment a critical mass of our energy is aligned with self-esteem and love, we will magnetize positive relationships into our lives. The moment a critical mass of energy is aligned with peace, harmony, balance, or vibrant health, we will manifest those divine attributes of God tangibly in our life experiences. Now, what we need to understand that we're talking about a critical mass of all of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings we have ever released through all time frames and dimensions. But the good news is that light is infinitely more powerful than the negativity. So as we hold light-filled patterns and flood the negativity of the past with that we have misqualified with the violet flame to transmute that, these transformations can take place literally in the twinkling of an eye. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. It is vital for us to understand that the light of God is infinitely more powerful than any of the fragmented human miscreations that we have inadvertently created, no matter how many or no matter how long. For instance, poverty consciousness has no power over the abundance of God. Our divine potential is infinitely more powerful than disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any of the other humanly created maladies appearing on the screen of life. As long as we stay focused on the light and consecrate our energy to empower only the positive experiences we want to create in our lives and in the world, we will manifest our visions and our dreams faster than we can possibly imagine. When we're focusing on the light, just to flood everything that conflicts with that light with the violet flame. As we focus on the light, at the conclusion of those visions, invocations, affirmations, all we need to say is, I ask my I Am presence and the company of heaven to flood everything I've ever created through all times, flames, and dimensions that conflicts with this vision with the violet flame and transmute it back into light. But whatever you do, do not give up. This information is being given to us by the beings of light in the realms of the living truth during this critical moment on earth to help us remember that if we do not like what is happening in our lives, we have the option to do something about it. This is true for each of us individually, and it is true for all of us collectively as a global family. Now, we don't have to believe in the various universal laws, such as quantum physics and how that affects us through critical mass, in order to exist on this planet. But since we are all subject to these laws, it just makes common sense for us to try to understand and accept them. We do not have to believe that every single thought, word, action, and feeling we have will go out and affect the world and then return to us to affect our own lives in a like vibration. But this is happening scientifically to the letter, in spite of any disbelief we may have. It's important that we put things back into perspective and begin accepting responsibility for turning our lives around. We need to move out of that poor me victim consciousness. And when we deliberately focus on transforming our lives and co-creating a new heaven and a new earth through our planetary cause of divine love, our efforts are empowered by the unfathomable light of our I Am presence. Then if we invoke the assistance of the entire company of heaven on top of that to intercede on our behalf, our success is assured and our efforts are amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. So during this special time that we're spending together today, let's invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence for every man, woman, and child on earth. And let's do another activity of light where we expanding the light of the world. Feel the light expanding. And again, in the first person, know that we are simultaneously connecting with every man, woman, and child through their I Am presence. And this activity of light is taking place through each one in perfect alignment with their divine plan and their highest good. Now, as one unified I Am presence, we will add to the light of the world. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. In your mind's eye, see yourself as a tremendous starburst of light on this planet, a magnificent sun of pure divine love, sending forth a ray of divine love into the heart of every person on this planet. Know that as the love of God is lifting you up, all life is being lifted up with you. And the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is now radiating through their conscious mind, through their heart flame, and through their earthly vehicles. I am going within to the deepest recesses of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am presence, my true God reality. My I Am presence now takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and I am lifted up in consciousness. I move into the multidimensional awareness, and I am standing before the light of God. This divine power fills every fiber of my being. It expands into my heart and mind, and I am lifted into higher realms of illumined truth than I have previously known. From this level of divine consciousness, I clearly know and understand that whatever I am thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, I am empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into my life. Through this higher level of divine consciousness, I decree that from this moment forth, I dedicate my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empowering and co-creating only the highest good for myself and all life on this blessed planet. begin with me, but I know that simultaneously I am now serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. For we are all one. There is no separation. As I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. I now invoke the entire company of heaven to come forth. Blessed ones, please assist me in this holy endeavor and empower my affirmations and my visualizations this sacred and holy day 1,000 times 1,000-fold. I now remember who I am, and I love and respect myself as a beloved child of God. I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's glorious light and divine love. As I sojourn through my earthly experiences, I am manifesting limitless physical perfection in my earthly body. I am vibrantly healthy, eternally youthful, and radiantly beautiful. I am filled with divine love, and I am co-creating wonderful, loving relationships in every avenue of my life. I am continually receiving the limitless flow of God's abundance, and I am financially free. I am fulfilling my divine purpose, and I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. I am an exponent and an example of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. I am reaching my highest divine potential as a son or daughter, as a wife or husband, as a mother or father, as a grandmother or grandfather, as a woman or man, as a human being, a friend, a relative, a co-worker, a teacher, a steward of the earth, a way-shower, a light worker, and a co-creator of heaven on earth. I am an open door for the infinite light of God's eternal peace, God's divine love, truth, wisdom, enlightenment, harmony, and joy. I am a living example of divine trust, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. Through my I Am presence, I am now able to listen, understand, and communicate openly and honestly with every evolving soul and the entire company of heaven. I am effortlessly ascending into the divine heart and mind of God with every holy breath I take. Within the causal body of God, I am able to tap into the divine guidance that contains the viable solutions that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan and my purpose and reason for being. I am the physical manifestation of the sacred flames of God's transfiguring divine love, healing through the power of infinite transmutation. I am the immaculate concept of all life. I am compassion, forgiveness, eternal peace, ministering grace, and every other divine attribute of God's sacred fire. From moment to moment, I am open and receptive to the divine guidance of my I Am Presence, and I easily receive this assistance from the legions of light in the realms of illumined truth. I easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication, for I am one with all life, and I communicate openly with the angelic and the elemental kingdoms as well. I am daily and hourly fulfilling the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the divine plan for beloved Mother Earth as I co-create the patterns for our new planetary cause of divine love through my thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs in my daily life. With deep love and appreciation for my gift of life, the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God are perpetually manifesting on earth with every breath I take. With every in-breath, I reach higher and higher into the infinite realms of God's perfection, absorbing the gifts of light from my Father, Mother, God. And with every out-breath, I magnetize these gifts and project them through my heart flame into the world and anchor them within the heart flames of every man, woman, and child. Now, on every breath, and within every thought, word, action, and feeling, I consecrate my life to expanding the kingdom of heaven on earth. I am the planetary cause of divine love for my Father, Mother, God. I am paving the way for a renaissance of love that will expand this planet into the perfection of the new earth. I now accept and know that these perfect patterns from the causal body of God are victoriously manifesting on earth through me, daily and hourly, with every breath I take. And simultaneously, through the open heart and mind telepathic communication with the heavenly realms for all humanity. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and my toes. I inhale and exhale, and when I'm ready, I may open my eyes, and I begin breathing normally. I now just relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, the time for Earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection is at hand, and the legions of light are encouraging all of us to join forces with each other so that we will greatly empower our holy endeavors. In order to encourage us to work together, a cosmic dispensation from our Father, Mother, God has been granted to us for our group work. Whenever we join together for our prayers, our meditations, our decrees, affirmations, visualizations, and every other aspect of our service to humanity and the light, the Company of Heaven has been granted permission to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine. This means that in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be able to transmute into light literally lifetimes worth of humanity's human miscreation. This is the purpose of our weekly radio program, Awaken Your Divine Potential. During our sacred time together, we work in the eternal moment of now. That means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. And your sacred gifts are being added to this unified divine mission, which is being co-created by embodied light workers all over the world and the legions of light, the Company of Heaven, throughout infinity. God bless you, sweetheart, for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. We at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dictated our lives, dedicated every moment to sharing this information from the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth, to making it available to all of those who are interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States and freely share this information on a global scale through our website, this weekly online radio program, and our free monthly email newsletter that you can sign up for by going to our website, eraofpeace.org. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God and for your selfless service to the light on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Please join with us again next week for a powerful activity of light. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.